The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from America's Web Radio. You are listening to Mark the Shark on a historic, I guess, day after, where America has been taken down. America has been destroyed completely. The legal system is no longer legal. It is now the corrupt system. It is now whatever the Democrats made it. And this is a country right now that is in disarray. And when America gets a cold, unfortunately, the rest of the world gets a cold. And the America that we once knew is dead. It's finished. It is an amazing concept when you can take the legal system and turn it upside down and make it something that basically destroys the moral and the ethical high ground that we once stood for. And what I find amazing is that half of the country does not even recognize what just took place. Half of the country does not recognize the decay. Okay? And let me explain to you. We looked up the word corrupt. Corrupt is a word that may be used according to the legal definition of the dictionary. It's a word that can be used to describe something that is tainted, decayed, or putrefied. It also describes a person who is debased in character, lacking in character, or dishonest. Michael Cohen, Alvin Bragg. The term corruption is commonly used in modern society, yes, this society, to refer to unethical and dishonest behaviors undertaken by someone who has been entrusted with authority. Alvin Bragg, Judge Juan Marchand. It is a concept that we once held dear, or near and dear, I should say, to the American heart. The American heart is something that beats forever. It is a spirit. You can't really kill it, but you can damage it. And I've heard people talk about the name, the brand of America has now been damaged. It's not that it's been damaged. It's that the corruption in the system, the abuse of the system that was entrusted to the American politicians, that was entrusted to the American officials, such as district attorneys, such as judges, that now is broken. It is broken down. There are damages that cannot be repaired. And I know everybody keeps saying that we're going to go forward and everything will be fine. I happen to differ. This is a systemic corruption. We keep talking about systemic racism, systemic this, systemic that. Okay? And yes, it's present, and we're working on it, America's history. But tearing down our statutes is not working on getting rid of racism and corruption, is it now? But that's what the radical left of the Democratic Party wanted, and that's what they did, right? They did this. We all know they did this. It's an endemic corruption. It's the existential threat to America. This is the devastation. This is the devastation of the American beating heart. What we once believed in, what we once believed was a system beyond reproach, a legal system that I've practiced in for 36 years and was darn proud of it. And I'll tell you, just like Michelle Obama said, for the first time in my life, I am embarrassed, I am angry, and I am pissed off that not only, you have to understand something, this did not occur in a bubble, okay? Judge Marchand's little world and Alvin Bragg isn't their own little world. This is a government that is corrupt. This is a government corruption problem. This is an illness that is at all levels of the judicial system, from all the way at the top to all the way at the bottom. And it all started with the political corruption under the Biden administration. Why? Well, it's because the rest of the country was sleeping. Why are we sleeping? Why are we not paying attention to what's going on? Well, that is a great question. So America crumbles, America fails, and the justice system is no longer something we can believe in. Now what? 3.5 short years under Joe Biden and his administration, the DNC cronies, have destroyed the American system of justice completely. They have never presented an underlying charge in the Donald Trump case in New York. The rest of the cases apparently have fallen off the rails a little bit. A little tampering with evidence down in the Florida documents case. Well, I guess, you know what? Donald Trump should have played Joe Biden. He should have acted brainless, unintelligent, and should have been a really nice guy. Old, decrepit, and senile. And they wouldn't have charged him with anything. Just like they did with Biden. The real difference in that case was Biden had no business, any business whatsoever, of ever leaving the skiff with classified documents as a senator. But as a president, he could. He could take them home and say, you know what? I declassified these. These are mine. Thank you very much. They declassified. Done. I have them. Okay? There's no procedure. But you see, if you listen to the mainstream morons, you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't understand that. So in 3.5 short years under the Biden, and listen, honestly, and I'll tell you this, and I know people are going to have a problem with it, I don't think Biden has any clue what's going on right now. Zero. The guy can't even walk up the steps. I saw him the other day, he was saluting to the air again. He doesn't understand what he is. He doesn't understand what he does. And he keeps referring to Kamala as President Kamala. I mean, the guy talks to Macron from France, who's been dead for 30 years. I mean, I'm embarrassed. I'm angry. I'm upset. This kangaroo court, the jury charge by the useful idiot Judge Merchan, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, I'm doing this 36 years. I've had a lot of jury charges. And I'm seeing this. Not only did it violate, during this trial, the First Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, this was an unconstitutional jury charge. An unconstitutional indictment. And what does that mean? You have the right to know what the prosecutor, or in this case, the Biden government, is charging you with. And you know what? Throughout this trial, I didn't hear one of the geniuses, one of the legal geniuses that they dug up in CNN, in MSNBC, even at Fox News, not one of them could say to me over the air and tell the American people, this is the underlying felony charge. This is the charge that they're bootstrapping on to bring these misdemeanors up to felonies and make the statute of limitations alive. They couldn't do that. Why? Because it didn't exist. And you know what's interesting? I looked at that jury verdict yesterday, the jury verdict form that the jury fills out. Every time there's a verdict, the judge hands them a verdict sheet, and they get to sign it, and they get to say, okay, this is what he's convicted of. Now, this particular case was one sausage of 34 charges. If you cut a sausage into 34 pieces, have you heard me say it before? It doesn't make 34 sausages. It makes one sausage in 34 pieces. But according to the new law under New York, that's okay. So this kangaroo court turned into the justice. It was a justice weapon. It was a disgrace. And the jury was in the bag from the beginning. Let's face it. Okay. If I take somebody who is not a part of the community, and let's face it, Donald Trump has never been one of the Manhattan elites, except when he wasn't running. And you know what's really interesting about this whole thing is before he wasn't running for office and wasn't a political guy, everybody wanted to be his friend. Hillary, Bill Clinton, everybody came to him. Okay? Everybody liked him. Everybody loved him. Everybody wanted to be him. He shows up in movies. The guy was enamored. America loved Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden, he ran for political office. And you know what? They couldn't beat him on his ideas. They can't beat him on his policies. So they devised a scheme. The vicious left Democratic wing of their party. Because I am sure that there are some Democrats out there, some that are still brain, accurate or acute, their brain acuity is still there. But they turned this kangaroo court and they turned it into basically another lynch mob. Remember the January 6th lynch mob? And I know I'm bringing it up the old wash. Okay. Yeah. They kicked off all the Republicans that they wanted on there that the Speaker of he was not the Speaker of the House at the time, but the Republicans and the minority get to appoint their people. And for the first time in history, they were thrown off that committee and Pelosi put on her own people. Oh, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, the little crybaby. Okay? These were not Republicans. They hated Trump. Remember the Never Trump people? After 4 years of seeing what they've done, now all of a sudden, maybe they're not Never Trumpers. Okay? Because they see what devastation occurs when you put a brainless, senile old man and a bunch of ideologues who have no clue what to do into the White House. This is nothing more what just happened. The law doesn't matter anymore. And that's good to know. You know, because it was Trump. Nothing. The law doesn't apply anymore. They make up their own law. Just like they did in the other case under Engeron. They make up their own law. They resurrected a statute for a year so that they could prosecute him from a crime that they're alleging occurred 30 years ago. Well, statute of limitations in New York, beware businesses, beware people of New York. They no longer exist here. They turned this kangaroo court into basically the weapon of punishment. It's a disgrace. The jury was in the bag. The law didn't matter, right? It didn't matter. What was the crime? We still don't know, because if you look at the jury verdict form, there is no crime. And Trump keeps saying there is no crime. But when a judge turns around, and there's a case, it was a Louisiana case at Supreme Court recently, that basically, and going back to the 48s, I think there was also Supreme Court cases that said criminal convictions must be unanimous. But apparently in New York, you're given the shot of, hey, whatever you want to believe that the underlying crime is, you don't have to agree on that. You could pick anything you want. You can believe the convicted lying son of a you-know-what stain on American judicial system, Michael Cohen, the disbarred attorney. And you could believe everything he says. Because if he got convicted, you can say that Donald Trump did it. This is the most outrageous thing I have ever heard, I've ever seen. And it is bizarre that this court, this judicial court, this guy who puts the robe on and says, I am of a higher authority than you. I am the judicial determination of your life that I'm going to follow the law and the facts. And then he goes around and does what he did. So he brings in Stormy Daniels. Oh, that was really relevant to what was going on here, wasn't it? Did anyone see the relevancy? Because I didn't. And neither could anyone else I know who was an attorney. Most people with brain stems didn't understand. That's called tainting the defendant. Probative versus prejudicial. Remember that? Oh, yes, that's right. It was a concept in the law before Judge Mershon, the acting criminal justice, got on the bench. Yeah, I guess that doesn't matter anymore. Because probative versus prejudicial? Well, what probative value did Stormy Daniels have? What does it matter? What she said about the size, the shape, how many times, where, what, when? How was that relevant to a documents case? Well, it wasn't. So the political persecution continued. This is not the first time in America. Well, actually, I should say it is the first time in America. They've tried it before, but they got derailed so far. So where would this case take place? Well, Russia, North Korea? Ask any one of the journalists who are stuck there. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, uh-huh. How about, I don't know, this is like more of like a Hamas judicial system. Because it doesn't matter what the law is. Find the person and find the crime. You don't have the crime. You find the person, then you find the crime. This is the political persecution in America. A complete decline. It is a destruction of the legal system. America no longer can have faith that justice will prevail. Justice is dead in this country. Today, it was officially buried. Like I said, I'm angry. I'm embarrassed. And something I never thought. I mean, listen, I'm doing this 36 years. And yeah, you have good days and you have bad days. But you know what? For the most part, the judicial bench, they gave you rational decisions. They gave you decisions. You may not agree with them a lot of times. A lot of times I did. But they followed the law. There was no mirrors and smoke to make it happen. They had a moral clarity. They had a moral compass. They had ethics. The people on the bench, the people who put on those black robes and determine your life, they had ethics. That's all been thrown out by this useful idiot, Alvin Bragg and Judge Marchand. I don't even want to call him a judge because judges follow the law. Judges don't make it up as they go. Judges are not hostile towards the defense. Judges don't keep pertinent witnesses out, such as the retired chairman of the FEC, to explain what a violation of the Federal Election Commission laws are. Why? Why did he keep him out? Because he knows that it would have blown out of the water the lying testimony of Michael Cohen. And he goes on Rachel Maddow's show last night. I saw a clip of that. God, she is such a disgusting human being. You know, she, now, I'll get into this in a little bit, but, you know, the absolute, the absurdity of this case was he had 55 pages of jury instructions. Now, like I said, I'm a pretty seasoned lawyer, and I'm looking at this 55 pages, and I'm saying, wait a second. You don't have to be unanimous on your decision? This is against the Constitution. This is against the Supreme Court rulings. It's absurd. And you know something? I got to tell you. The fact that the appellate division was not in place right now, ready to go, it's disgraceful. And I got to tell you, I don't have any faith in the system anymore. That the appellate division of this court system, or the Court of Appeals, which is the next up, will find fault with what went on. And why don't I have that? Not because there is no fault. It's because this system in New York is so politically corrupt that this persecution must go through. And quite frankly, even if they came back and they said, you know what, there was 400 reversible errors and it is material and this case needs to go back and be retried, we're throwing out the jury verdict. Okay? When Alvin Bragg gets up there and says he followed the law and the jury has spoken, you've given that jury no other alternative other than what the judge and Bragg wanted. The fact that I saw that jury sheet, that jury verdict sheet, tells me all I need to know. And those 55 pages of gobbledygook where the judge basically says, you must convict Donald Trump of something. Doesn't matter what. Just convict him of something. And there's a little thing in the law called notice. When you are indicted, you are supposed to know what you're charged with. And the miraculous thing is that any judge on this planet, other than Judge Marchand, would have looked at that indictment and said, what is the underlying felony? I'm not going to accept this. This case goes nowhere. This needs to be redrawn. So why didn't they do that? Well, because the fix was in. The fix was in. Why was the fix in? Because, gee, the third from the DOJ, the third higher up from the DOJ comes to help Bragg. Oh, yeah, there's no coordination here. And Fannie Willis's lover, Wade, when he went to the White House and billed for 8 hours, no coordination here. Yeah, we were just discussing, oh, let's go with the Bill Clinton story, the grandchildren, when he met in that secret tarmac. The problem is here. And Donald Trump said it, and this is what's scary in this America right now. This country is absolutely out of control. There's an injustice in the system, a disgusting demonstration of injustice that just took place in New York. And quite frankly, I don't think it'll ever be cured or righted. I don't have the faith that other people have in it. You know, I've heard Jonathan Turley and Andy McCarthy talk about it, and I've heard some of the other experts. I don't have that because, you know what? I've seen it in action. I've been there. And when something goes completely wrong, and the system is corrupt, it's not going to correct itself. Because under the blue rule, what they say goes. So Donald Trump once said, he is not fighting for himself, he is fighting for us. And after this particular dumbass verdict from 12 people in Manhattan, that I don't know if I consider them to be imbeciles or morons, because they were given really no choice. The way those jury instructions were written, a 5-year-old would have said, he did something wrong, so we got to do this. But that's not what the law is. It's what the law was under Marchand, but that doesn't matter anymore. So the bizarre set of jury instructions that he put out there said, I hate Trump. You got to find him guilty of something, despite that there is no evidence. You got to have him. We got to find it. And you don't need a unanimous decision for the underlying charge, which we don't know. There was no evidence whatsoever, nothing in the indictment, nothing in the opening. It was the unknown charge. And that in and of itself is a constitutional violation. But the crime in which the jury found underlying, it was resurrected. It basically accumulated in a corner like a dust ball because no one knew what it was. And in an absurd distortion of what used to be a justice system, this institution failed. And when the pillar of justice fails, America has failed. It's a disgrace. And I'm going to continue to say it. The ultimate demonstration of election interference just took place in this ridiculous alleged criminal scheme by Alvin Bragg, Judge Merchan, and the people that took place and made it happen from the DOJ. The corruption was palpable. It was disgusting. And the injustice of the Democratic operatives in New York against President Donald Trump is there right in front of your face. Trial was nothing. It was nothing but a political sham. Much like the Russia Steele dossier, bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. A complete embarrassment to the judicial system that has never, ever before been exposed like this. Such a miscarriage of justice was so out front. And the charges out of Bragg's office now? This is a cataclysmic event in the American judicial system. And I think, quite frankly, for America itself today. We've lost the moral high ground. We've lost the ethical climate. We've lost the clarity that we used to have. Where was the evidence of the felony? What was the felony charge? We still don't know. We still don't know. Except in the 55 pages, there was 3 choices. It's a menu now. Now you can, as a juror in New York under a criminal case, doesn't require unanimous decision anymore. Just pick from column A, B, or C. It's like a Chinese menu. I've never seen something like these instructions ever. I read through these. It's a travesty. Travesty. I don't believe in the system anymore. And it's just not his courtroom. It is the system in New York. Why? Because they let it go. Because they think that it's more important to keep Donald Trump out of the White House for some unknown reason, just like that unknown felony, than to actually have justice prevail. And here's the real problem in America, folks. The revolution has begun. It's been ongoing. And it's time for we the people. We better stand up and fight back as viciously and without mercy as all of the rest of the Democrats. Because if you don't, this will happen again and again and again. What has happened here? The conservatives in this country better wake up and realize we've been in a revolution. A revolutionary war with the radical left. And quite frankly, we are seriously losing. Because the conservative right, or even the somewhat conservative in this country, don't even realize yet that the fight had been on. So now, let me ask you this, okay? Now, they said on CNN that the only thing you need to prove is that you did something that was a lie or was illegal, that you did it to influence the election, and that you conspired or you did it to make that happen. Okay, so now I'm going to wait, and I won't hold my breath because I'm pretty sure I'll be dead and blue by then. So where are all the indictments out of New York? Okay, let's listen carefully because this is important. Okay, those are the three elements that they said that they need to prove. That something was done, that it may have been illegal or false, and that it was done to influence an election. Okay, you got that, right? Three simple elements, according to CNN and MSNBC, and apparently Judge Merchan. So let's go through it now. So now, where are the indictments for all the people who interfered with the election with the Russia hoax to get Joe Biden elected? Okay, now, I am hoping that Alvin Bragg and his third in charge, Colangelo, from the DOJ, that transplant, are working hard on those indictments right now. Because otherwise, he's a bigger, pathetic stain on America, every other district attorney that has come before him in this country. Okay? How is that possible? Now, by the way, I'll give you this as an aside. The judge set the sentencing, by the way, for July 11th. 1 week, by chance, before the Republican convention. How's that working? Gee, it must have been serendipitously occurring, huh? So to suppress, let's go through the crime, okay? Because I'm giving it to you right here, Bragg and Merchan, because no doubt you'll be the judge on this case, right? Because you're the judge on all of the political cases in Manhattan. You're not even a real judge. You're an acting criminal justice. The acting part you got down pat. So let's go through it. Let's go through the charges that I need to see brought by red states and blue states, because after all, we only need three elements now. To suppress the Hunter Biden laptop with the lies of the 51 intelligence morons. Biden at the debate lying about it to interfere with the elections. It's a complete perversion of the justice system, right? It's no longer two-tiered. There is no system. We don't have a system. So where are going to be the indictments? Let's name the 51 different intelligence agents that lied to the American people to influence the election. They knew it was real. The FBI knew from a couple of days after they had that laptop that it was real, and the DOJ knew that. But those people came out and said that it was fake. Is that not the exact same thing that they accused and now convicted, although it's going to be tossed, Donald Trump of? Why are the indictments not out there? Listen, conservatives in this country, district attorneys in this country who are conservatives, you just have yourself now a roadmap how to get your next political conviction. This is it. What really concerns me is the fact that we permitted this to occur in our court system, in the American court system. It's beyond disgusting because we the people can see the real election interference. This is what's going on now. The real crime. The magnitude of what has been perpetrated upon America right now is shameful, and it's a travesty. A system that allows the government to go after and persecute and wrongfully convict someone of a crime that's not a crime. That's where we go down in history with the Xi Jinping of China and Vladimir Putin. They're all laughing their butts off right now. They're saying, you're going to talk about my judicial system? Let's keep the reporters in jail forever now. We're the laughing stock of the American district attorney system, Alvin Bragg. That moron is nothing more than a buffoon. He's the mother of all buffoons. And specifically, he chose the useful imbecile of a judge. Again, the third time on a Trump case. Why? How does that happen, folks? These are supposed to be random selections. Guess what? This is about as random as me picking out one chopstick from a bag of one chopstick. That's the randomness of what's going on. So you know what? All the conservative district attorneys in all the red states now need to bring in these charges, right? Take it right out of Alvin Bragg. Take it right from Alvin Bragg, okay? You need to charge Christopher Steele, Hillary Clinton. Oh, and let's go after the director of the FBI and the 51 agents. The intelligence guys, right? Those are the issues that don't matter to America, right? This is what's going on. This doesn't matter to America. But I will tell you right after this short break, what does matter to America, what does make America important, and why Donald Trump is going to be reelected. Stand by, you're with Mark the Shark. Don't miss it.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
What do doctors talk about in doctors' lounges around the country? Find out on the Doctors' Lounge Show, every Thursday at 8 a.m. on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. And boy, am I biting mad today. Yeah, what went on in this court system, it's no longer a court system. It's a joke. It's a complete joke. I'm embarrassed to be a lawyer these days. When something like this is allowed to happen in my home state, this is horrendous. You know, it started off with the little things like the IRS targeting conservatives, and then the judicial system not prosecuting Hillary for destroying things. And you know what the funny thing is? They keep yelling that Donald Trump is on a revenge tour. He had his revenge tour. He could have gone after Hillary. He could have directed his DOJ to prosecute her. But you know what? He is the moral clarity. He is the ethics. Listen, you don't have to believe anything I say, and that's okay, but look at the facts. He didn't tell his DOJ to prosecute her for destroying evidence, which was under subpoena, by the way. 30,000 emails, remember that? Oh, no prosecutor would bring this action. Yeah, thank you very much. So what did we do here? Let me talk about what really matters to America, okay? Because the rest of this is crap. It's crap. It all is garbage. It doesn't matter, okay? By the way, just to let the rest of you radical left people out there know, in 4 hours, Donald Trump raised $34 million. In 10 hours, he's now raised $39 million. Probably, I believe, the most ever in an election, ever, in that short of a period of time. What does that tell you? That tells you that America maybe just woke up. Did we galvanize America by the corruption in the system that we've been yelling about for years and people have been laughing? Well, let's go further on. So let me explain to you what really matters to you, the American public, right? That's what we're always talking about. What matters to you, right? That's what we want to know. How does this help you? How does this case help you? Well, this, they thought, would put Biden back in the White House. Because quite frankly, they cannot, it's not happening, folks, put Donald Trump up against Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a half-witted, empty cup, okay? This guy hasn't had an original thought in 5 years, okay? He was never an amazing senator to begin with. But apparently, once you get into American government, you can't get out of it. It's like the roach trap. You get in, and you can't get out. But let me put this to you. What are the issues that really are important in your next election, okay, November 5th? And by the way, this is very important. Republicans, wake up. And the Republican machine, that we don't really have a lot of machinery, apparently. The Democrats have a full-blown machine. They have a ground game that we wish we had. But here you go, Republicans. You better get into high gear because it's all about getting the vote out. Yeah, people are pissed off right now, but this is not November 5th. And the election season that we now have in this country starts in September, folks. So Republicans, you better get out there. Now, I've always voted on voting day because that's the way I was taught. That's the way it was. When you came, you went on November 5th and you voted. You either went early before work or you went after work. But apparently now we have a voting season and we now have voting harvesting. I guess you can plant votes and then harvest them. That's a beautiful thing in this country. That's the corruption. We got to do something about that. But obviously, the Republicans over the last 3.5 years, as much as they appear to be trying, have gotten nothing done. Now, the Democrats are fighting against voter ID. Why? Are they saying this is the problem with the Democratic Party? They think for some reason that blacks and minorities in this country are incompetent when they put them up against white people. And I can tell you, the people who I know who are minorities, that is not the case. That is not the case at all. They are just as competent. They are even more competent in a lot of places. And this is the problem with the Democratic Party, is they cater to people who want to divide us. This is not a division. This is not a country that has tribalism. Although under the Democrats, that's exactly what they want. The Republicans put us all in one. We're people of America. And that's the way Trump sees it. And that's the way we need to see it. You can't separate people out. You know what? I had a discussion with somebody the other day, a very good friend of mine. She's a beautiful person. And I was speaking to her. She was a teacher for many, many years. She's retired now. And I admire her because she taught in a school district full of minorities. And you know what she said? She said it's idiocy to hold back bright kids to make dumb kids think that they're better. Here's what she suggested, and I think it's a great suggestion, and I heard Trump suggest something to this effect, is get the money into education. And I'm not talking about re-education and mind-melding. I'm talking about educating people to think, not telling them what to think, how to analyze. That's how America became great. And when you don't do that, when you tell people how to think, they don't have to use their brains. They all use their little phones. Ask someone to calculate something, a little math problem. Take 10% of $100. You know they're going to go to their phone and type it in there. They can't figure it out. That's the education system in America. So what do? You hold back the bright kids to make the dumb kids feel better? No. You let the bright kids go. You let them accelerate. That's why America was so amazing and has been so amazing up until the last 3.5 years. Mediocrity is not the standard that we want. And equality is different than equity. The DIE people want everybody to stop until the last guy gets there, and then you can go again until he catches up. That's not smart education system. A smart education system is let the bright students go. Let them fly. Let them achieve the sky. And then bring the rest of the students with extra help, with extra professors, with extra teachers. Billions of dollars it would take. Probably less than what we're paying for an invasion of illegal aliens into this country that's draining not only our healthcare system, our city systems, our education systems are overrun, our parks are being taken over, and the minorities in the communities that actually pay the taxes are not getting any of this. Why? Because that's your Democrats. Keep voting Democrat and then wonder why the definition of idiocy is doing the same thing over and over again and getting a different result. No, you're going to get the same result. So what are the issues that really matter? That's where we were headed. Inflation. Joe Biden. The inflation nation. Remember, it was transitory. Janet Yellen, thank you very much. And the other, the energy secretary of Biden. What do I have, a magic wand? No, you imbecile. You have billions and billions of gallons of oil under the ground that we can bring up so we're not dependent on other countries. So we're not dependent on OPEC setting the price. America would set the price. And Donald Trump understood that. And why is inflation, why am I bringing up oil and inflation, right? $9 for a dozen eggs? $4 and $5 for a gallon of milk? $5 and $7 and $8 for a gallon of gas? Because everything that you get in your markets is brought by trucks. Gasoline-powered trucks for now. And there was a guy, I think it was out in either Kentucky or out in the Midwest who wanted to set up a hub for electric tractor trailers. Something new. Okay. Right? Under this New Deal plan, let's make America electric. And you know what they told them? This is more energy that we would need for your trucks than we can produce for our entire city. Sorry, it can't be approved. So let's look at some other stuff. Okay. The devastation at the border. What are we doing here? We don't have a border. We send billions of dollars to other countries to protect their borders and our borders wide open to everybody who's coming here. And you think that it's a guess that 30,000 Chinese immigrants are invading the country? You think they're not setting up brigades of military-aged persons here? And how about the farmland, 350 million or 1,000 acres? I don't even know. But now I sound like Biden. I think it's 350,000 acres that they now own near our military bases. Ooh, why is that of our prime farmland? How is that possible? Where are the Congress and the Senate that we sent to Washington to deal with this? Where is it? Where are they? They're gone. They're gone. So how about, let's see, inflation, we've dealt with that. The border, that's out of control. We have no border. We have people who come into this country, they hand in a piece of paper, come back in 6 years, and 98% of them never show up. And the 2% are just stupid. Let's look at crime under Biden. It is out of freaking control. The blue cities are being devastated. Carjackings, killings. What's going on? It's America, right? Oh, what did Robert De Niro said the other day? That's part of New York City. You blithering, babbling idiot. Stick to acting. You're a good actor, but you're an idiot in the political arena, and you just proved it the other day. And why did they go to the courthouse? Oh, it wasn't political. Oh, Joe Biden's guy there. No, it's not political. It's where the media is. Well, it's because your candidate sucks, folks, and the media doesn't want to cover him because he can't say two words without a teleprompter, and he can't even read off of that. So let's go back to the corruption in the system, in our government. Pretty clear now. I'm pretty sure that matters to everybody. When our illegal invaders who beat up cops are let off and gone, but we're chasing, thank goodness, Alvin Bragg's on top of that. Ask Jose Alba how much he really loves Alvin Bragg. And if you don't remember Jose Alba, he was the deli clerk who defended himself from being killed, and in the interim, the other guy was killed. But he was arrested and sent to Rikers Island, just like Weisselberg. Oh, that's right. We get rid of our political enemies and the people who are against us. So the criminal and justice system, that needs to be changed. That's a stain. That is a crack in the core of the fabric of America. And let's now go on to something that's near and dear to everybody's heart. Housing. How's that housing going? The unaffordability of housing. It's worst it's been in 40 years under Joe Biden and his regime. You want to talk about a dictator? You want to talk about an authoritative government? That is the ideal goal of Biden. They are fulfilling it. They want you to be able to tell you, they want to be able to tell you what time to get up, what time to go to bed, what kind of car to use, what you can cook on. They want to take your stoves away. They don't want you to do anything that they don't approve. That, my friends, is a dictatorship. That is an authoritative government. The Biden administration basically is making homes unaffordable. That's the problem. The climate agenda pushes the prices up 10 grand. That's incredible. Based on the fact that interest rates under Biden have skyrocketed. They were 2% under Trump. Now they're at 7 to 9% under Biden. And yes, the inflation rate under Trump was 1.4%, Joe. Joe Biden and his ilk and your idiot liars, it was not 9%. No, it was 9% under Biden. And now it's down to 3.4%, but it's not going down. It's still going up. A 1.4% inflation rate under Trump was called the healthy rate. Not 9%, not 7%. Joe, wake up and stop trying to redefine everything. We know what it is. And America better be paying attention. That's why they're trying to mess up the zoning laws also. They want to take your single-family homes that you worked your entire life to get in a nice place, and get rid of the zoning laws so they can put up a nice apartment building and give it to some illegal alien next to your beautiful house that you once had. Yeah, that ought to help the value, wouldn't it? Not that you could sell it now because people can't afford a mortgage. So where is the real deal in America? What are we doing here? This case has really proven that the insidious nature and the viciousness and the underhandedness of the Democratic Party, the left wing in this country. And it's not the Democratic people. It's not the voters. Although you keep putting these people in, it is the people who you put in that do this. You have American terrorists in your government. That's the existential threat. So when justice is officially and completely dead, and the system is an embarrassment in the world, we can't call ourselves a democracy anymore. A democratic republic, we're not even close. This is a pathetic waste of taxpayer dollars here. The community resources, the corruption of the judicial system, it's palpable. But the Democrats in power, they don't care. They're going to tell you that Trump is the threat to democracy. Listen, if I had a candidate who had such amazing policies that they want you to believe, I'd be touting his policies. I wouldn't be telling you that the other guy's a bad guy, that's why you got to vote for our guy. That's their plan. Vote for Joe Biden because he's not Donald Trump. That's not a plan. Hope is not a plan. And I've seen 3.5 years of Biden, and I've seen 4 years of Trump, and I'll take that Trumpster anytime. So let's go back for a second. The American terrorist in our government. So we now have learned that we have Rashida Tlaib appeared at a conference that hosted a terrorist. This is amazing. These are much more of a terrorist organization than you have before in the Democratic Party. The left wing of your party is outrageous. It's out of control. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, Alexandria Cortez, and don't forget Bowman. That moron couldn't even distinguish a door handle from a fire alarm. And what happened? That knucklehead's still in Congress. And the rest of the terrorists, they need to be removed from our government. These people are dangerous to the American that we knew. They hate America. They are radicals, folks. They're the government that we despise. I think we should go protest outside their houses like they did outside of Gorsuch's house, remember? Remember they all should go out and protest? It's ridiculous. Now, let me look at the other thing. I can assure you, Alvin Bragg, that this case will be overturned. And when he comes out and he says that he was a Thomas Dewey, who was a very famous and very ethical and man of moral clarity as a district attorney in the 30s and 40s, when you turn around and compare yourself to him after what you've just done, you yield the power to effectuate an interference with an election. You're doing exactly what you think you're charged Donald Trump with. And you think that you're Thomas Dewey. Please. You're nothing but a fat imbecile. Oh, I fat shamed him. I'm not supposed to do that, right? This is the epitome of corruption. I have such disdain for our legal system right now. I cannot explain to you in words. Not in words I can say on the station. But the freedoms that we enjoy, I think by your own actions, what went on, this is the epitome of corruption. Alvin Bragg, wake up. Now, one thing that's positive out of this trial is that perhaps we have galvanized this country against the current corruption in the legal system and the corruption in the country. And Donald Trump is in fact correct. Listen, the jury from day one, the way the judge acted, the way he handled witnesses, the way he prevented the defense from putting a proper defense on, it was ridiculous. It was bizarre. It was amazing that this was able to go on in America. There's no moral clarity in that courtroom. There was no ethical clarity. There was no ethical high ground. There were ethical violations, moral violations that occurred in this trial beyond the pale of anything that I've ever seen, that I've ever seen in a trial, that I've ever seen in government. And I, astonishingly enough, I have never, ever, would never have appeared before a judge like this, that there are gleeful after they just convicted somebody. That to me tells you all you need to know. And Bragg, by the way, ran on getting Donald Trump and they elected him. That just goes to tell you where we are. So we can't even call ourselves. We can't even claim ourselves a judicial system. We have now the North Korea, the Chinese, and the Russian judicial system. where we'll just put you in jail because you're in opposition. We don't want you to be here. So I looked at that, you know, I said before, you can't take one sausage and cut it into 34 pieces. But again, on that jury verdict form, there was no crime underlying. Zero. So they didn't resurrect anything. Judge Marchand, the Martian from America, gave them every ability to convict him no matter what. He even gave them instructions that said that you don't have to believe Michael Cohen, but if you believe that he conspired with Donald Trump, hey, that's good for us. Doesn't matter what he conspired with, but you know what? It's okay. Destroy the man. But you know what you've done, Democrats? You know what you've done, Judge Marchand and Alvin Bragg? What I think you've done, my humble opinion, you didn't destroy the man. Any other person would have crumbled under this stupidity, would have crumbled under this pressure. But you know what? What I see in this man is a presidential man. I see a man who doesn't crumble under pressure. I see a man who focuses and gets the job done. And he doesn't stop fighting. And you know what? That's the guy I want in the White House for me. I want someone who's not going to stop fighting for my America, not going to stop fighting for what I think is what America should be. And this is something that you better think about, America. Donald Trump is the guy. You may not like what he does, what he says, how he handles himself, what his personal life is about, but I don't give a rat's butt. I give a rat's butt about how he feels about America. And you know what? This guy has to love this country. Why? Because no one else would do what he's doing for us. No one. But you know what? Marchand, you ridiculous, judicial-robed, useful idiot. And Alvin Bragg, you corrupt Soros-backed DA. You have galvanized America. You have galvanized America against the corruption in this government. And for that, I'd like to thank you. Personally, I'd like to thank you. Go after the individual viciously. So powerful that they are. And not even a man, a billionaire, former president, could get a fair shake. You want to talk about fair justice system? You want to talk about that? Let's talk about that. The corrupt judicial system can't take Donald Trump down because we, the people, have the last word. So you think you destroyed him? No. You've created a living martyr. That's what you did. You created a living martyr. And I hope that he wins. I pray that he wins and America is saved because another 4 years of Biden and his insidious corruption will destroy whatever country we have left. And I, quite frankly, if Trump doesn't get in there and do business and get rid of this corruption, he's missing the boat. He's got to take the bull and rip it out. It's got to come out. All of this garbage that's going on has to stop. You cannot be afraid of your government. You elected this government. You cannot fear your government, and most Americans do. So let me jump for a second there. I'm going to jump to the NRA versus New York. Here's another corruption system out of New York. You ready for this? In a unanimous decision written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the justices agreed that the NRA had made out a case that Maria Vullo, the head of New York's Department of Financial Services, had gone too far in her efforts to get companies and banks to cut ties with the NRA, crossing over the line from efforts to persuade the companies and banks, which would be permitted, to attempts to coerce them. You get that? The New York government is coercing companies now to stop doing business with the NRA. Do you see the corruption in the system? This is so prevalent in New York. Why? Because it's a deep blue imbecile state. It's very little. It's not talked about on any of the other stations. Nothing. You're not going to hear about it. Why? Because free speech is gone in this country under Biden. Pressuring private companies to do what the government can't do, that's not constitutional. And that's what's going on. That's what they did. So where's that moral clarity? Where's the ethical violations? Oh, that's right. Now, she's going to have immunity because she's a government employee. So, you know what? Let me tell you something. Democratic voter, what did you do? You put these people in. You know, I want to see the convictions. I want to see Adam Schiff be convicted. Red states, wake up. Charge him. Election interference. Remember, he said he had evidence in that envelope. that he waved in front of the cameras that Donald Trump was a Russian operative. And that got Biden elected. So that was an illegal act that he knew at the time was false. That's called corruption now in New York. So, Alvin Bragg, get right on it. This is the domestic war that you wanted, right? This is what you wanted. And these experts that they call in from CNN and MSNBC, let's see them get out of this one. Let's see them take the left-wing radicals and go after the conservatives. And let's see the, let's take the gloves off conservatives. Take the gloves off. They must come off. District attorneys in the red states must go after and show the fallacy of what's going on. Anyone who thinks that this jury trial was impartial and that the judge was impartial and the system was fair should go to North Korea and Russia and China right now. Make your reservations, get out of this country. Because that's not what America does here. What just went on in New York is a disgrace. It is a stain on the history and legacy of this country. Just like tearing down statues started it. Okay? It's 100% unequivocal. The answer is this is not America. If Donald Trump wasn't running for office, none of this would have ever been brought. And that's any intelligent human being that's still breathing would understand that. And what I'll tell you is you need to go and you need to look at the Donald J. Trump website. And I think the, let's see what it is here. It is, www.donaldjtrump.com. You need to go there and you need to look at what he intends to do with his second term. And nowhere does it say prosecute the people who committed election fraud. It says rebuild the greatest economy in history, fair trade for the American worker, unleash energy dominance, secure the borders, reclaim national sovereignty, get rid of the war on drugs, stop crime and restore safety, renew American strength and leadership, reject globalism, embrace patriotism, care for our veterans, protect parents' rights, defend law and liberty, end censorship, reclaim free speech, free and honest elections, drain the swamp of the Washington corruption, and better health care choices at lower costs. You know what? That's the guy I'm voting for. That's the guy who deserves to be president. That guy has America's forward thinking. He's not going backwards. He's not saying, oh, Donald Trump is the epitome of he's going to attack the democracy. Well, we're a republic and we have morals and we have ethics and we, the people, determine what our country's direction is, not the people who are leading it currently astray. This country is going askew. It's going off the rails. We need to rebuild the greatest country in the world because as you see under Biden, the world is crumbling from the Middle East to Ukraine to Haiti. It's all gone bonkers under Joe Biden because he doesn't even know where he's in. He doesn't know. He can't even get up steps. He can't get on a stage. And you want to know something? I still don't believe he's ever going to debate Donald Trump. Now he's going to say, I'm not going to debate a convicted felon. That's going to be his out. And if you think he's going to make 4 years, you, my friend, should buy a bridge. Probably in Baltimore. The one that's in the water, because that's the only thing that you would believe in. If you believe Joe Biden is better than Donald Trump for this country, you got a different thing coming. Look at the man. Stop listening to the garbage that you're getting on the news. Go to his website. See what he has, the vision for America going forward. Nothing in there says vengeance. Nothing says retribution. It says, I want to rebuild this country because he loves America. And that's what you got to focus on. That's where it's all about. So without any further ado, we're going to bring you the end of the program. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hopefully you got something out of this today because I did. Hopefully I straightened out America a little bit more. So listen carefully, pay attention, and get your votes together for November 5th and start in September, folks. Don't let it go. This has been Mark the Shark with Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. And thank you for listening. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.